Amen. I do want to remember Trevor in prayer. Mike's at U of M emergency with him, so just he's got a high fever, so pray for Trevor. Again, we'd like to turn to Romans chapter 1. Been looking at verse 21, but became vain in their imaginations. The result of that was their foolish heart was darkened. That is, their vain or empty thought process leads to greater ignorance, greater blindness. And we saw last week that it leads to such things as, or has led to such things as humanism, which centers upon human interest, human dignity, human worth, human potential, human goodness. It all centers upon that. The result of that is a lot of things, but one of the most obvious results is man becomes more and more self-centered as he focuses upon his own worth and potential. It also leads to secularism, humanism go together, but not the same thing. Humanism centers upon self. Secularism centers upon the temporal, the seen, rather than the spiritual. And of course, the results of that are devastating as well. There's pluralism. That is, all thought is equally valid and legitimate. It comes from a pluralistic society. The attempt for everyone to get along is we must accept their erroneous beliefs. We must admit that they are just as valid. And that, of course, is a serious error. It's an attempt to make all beliefs contrary to the Word of God valid, to encourage individuals to embrace all other beliefs, to accept them, to approve of them, to participate in them. Not only are you told to agree, but you must also participate in. And then there's relativism, which of course stems from all the above. Relativism is that truth and morality are determined in relation to culture, society, and circumstances. In other words, the Bible doesn't determine what is true or what is false. Society does. Culture does. Your circumstances determine what is right or what is wrong. The basic thing is that truth does not really exist. Truth is objective. And all of these things are the result of they became vain in their imaginations. And here we are as a society, a nation, a culture that is spellbound by these philosophies. These philosophies are taught everywhere. They're taught in little children's books. They're everywhere. We are bombarded by it. We need to learn to identify these things. We need to learn to identify humanism, secularism, pluralism, relativism. We need to be able to identify these things. And again, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And if you look, you can't help but see. And so we are a society that is becoming more and more tolerant of abomination, and man thinks that he's wise in doing so. More and more accepting of abomination, more and more accommodating, and again, abomination is embraced. Not only embraced, but celebrated. And today we see that in the forefront of our culture. They have parades. Politicians feel they must join in on those things. They must celebrate those things because they don't want to be thought of as unkind or unloving. When that happens, you've fallen into the trap of vain imaginations and all that results from it. Verse 22, professing themselves. Okay, these that are vain in their imaginations, whose foolish heart is darkened, professing themselves to be wise, professing themselves to be wise. That is the common boast of those who reject God. We're smarter than everyone else. We're wiser. We're more intelligent. Our IQ is higher. That's the common boast of those who reject the Lord. We see here professing doesn't mean that they possess. But they profess, they claim openly. It's no secret. And sadly, they claim falsely. Professing themselves, profess to be something that they are not. In other words, they are deceived. They are deceived. Rejection of the natural revelation of God, we've spoke much upon that, leads to man claiming for himself what he does not possess and what he will not possess, continuing in his present course. Notice in Ezekiel chapter 28, Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 2. Son of man, say unto the princes of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. That's basic humanism right there. Man becomes God. God, if he exists in their mind, is lower than man. Because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. This is what he professes. And here's the truth. Yet thou art a man and not God. Thou art man and not God. Though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Professing themselves to be wise. Again, as we've said over and over, they see themselves as evolving, progressing in intelligence. And what is the result of that? Well, they trust more and more in themselves. And the result of that is it takes them further and further and further from God. And their vain imaginations only increase. Their blindness increases, but they continue to profess themselves to be wise. And the result is they become more and more filled with their own ways. And their own ways take them further and further from God. And going further and further from God leads to what? The wrath of God. So again, it's that endless cycle. And that's why it continues to get worse and worse and worse, because man follows this path. Again, you follow a road long enough, you will eventually get to where the road leads. And that's true in behavior as well. Professing themselves to be wise. At the very best, they possess a carnal and worldly wisdom. And the Bible distinguishes between a carnal and worldly wisdom and true wisdom or spiritual wisdom. Notice in Jeremiah chapter 4, again, professing themselves to be wise. They see themselves evolving, progressing in intelligence. They trust more and more and more in themselves. They become more and more filled with their own ways. And in Jeremiah 4, verse 22, "For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish, habitually drunk. Children, and they have none understanding." Professing themselves to be wise, yet being filled with their own ways, they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil. They are clever to do evil. But to do good, they have no knowledge. And what they call good is evil, and what they call evil is good. They are twisted in their entire thought process. We see in the book of James, very familiar verse, speaking of wisdom and showing us the nature of this carnal wisdom. In verse 14, "If ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth." This wisdom, the mindset that leads to envy and strife, this wisdom descendeth not from above. In other words, it's not from God, but is earthly. It's the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world is anti-God, anti-Christ. This wisdom is earthly. It's sensual. That is, it appeals to the human flesh, and it is devilish. It is demonic. And again, man just continues to go down this road, continues in this cycle, and this wisdom is devilish. This wisdom is demonic. And that is why demonic activity is not going away. It is only increasing more and more and more. Again, it's people think that demons are some fantasy. Even God's people seem to that's not today. Well, I believe it's more so today than it's ever been, and I believe tomorrow will even be more so. Amen. Because that's the cycle that we're in. The sad truth is just as Many of God's people cannot identify humanism when it's right in front of them, or secularism. They don't identify demonism. That's all around them. They don't see it. All you have to do is look at the characteristics of demons in the scriptures, and it's very obvious that we live in a demonic time. So, at best, they possess a carnal wisdom. Reverence for God is where true wisdom is found. But these people, again, remember where this started, they glorified him not as God. So they don't have reverence for God. And since they don't have reverence for God, they can't have wisdom. They can't have true spiritual wisdom. And it's a sad day when God's people go to the world who does not have any spiritual wisdom whatsoever, and they seek advice. They seek spiritual advice from the world. But reverence for God is where true wisdom is found. There's several scriptures that state that. Notice in Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28. Again, the cycle here in Romans 1 is they glorified him not as God. There's no reverence for the Lord. Job 28, verse 28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, which is reverence, that is wisdom. That is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. But these who became vain in their imaginations, they have no understanding. So what do? They don't depart from evil. They go headlong into evil. And again, the cycle continues. Psalm 111. Psalm 111. And verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Education is not the beginning of wisdom. Learning the way of the heathen is not the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is to reverence God. That's the beginning of it. A good understanding have all they that do this, that do his commandments. This reverence leads to obedience to his commandments, to a departing from evil. His praise endureth forever. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That is, godly wisdom, godly instruction. Again, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And here we see, but fools despise, think lightly of wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is a beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy, that which God has set apart from the secular, is understanding. These people who are vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart is darkened, they profess themselves to be wise, and yet they think they're the ones that understand. They understand nothing. They have no understanding. Their foolish heart is darkened. Proverbs 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Reverence for God instructs us in wisdom, before honor, is humility. And these individuals profess themselves to be wise, but they have not glorified Him as God. Therefore, they do not even have the beginning of wisdom and understanding. And these are the people that our country elects to understand our problems and to come up with solutions to what plagues society. And yet the truth is they are part of what plagues society. They are a major part of what plagues society. And that's why God's people ought not put their trust in these human leaders. Because, again, there are exceptions. I'm not saying everyone who holds public office is a fool. Certainly not. There are some exceptions. But the general rule is their foolish heart is darkened. So the so-called wisdom or knowledge that they have is really of a perverting nature that takes them further off course. Notice Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah 47, verse 10. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom, thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. You see, man and his vain imaginations come up with such things as abortion. It's perverted. And they, to show how foolish they are, they argue, or they try to argue, from a position of morality. Killing an infant and arguing from a position of morality. It's sad any time these people even mention the word morality. But it hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else is. That's humanism. I am, and none else beside me. Notice Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59, verse 8. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. They have made, in their foolishness, in their professed wisdom, they have made themselves crooked paths. They never reach the peace that they long for. Again, so professing themselves to be wise. And we'll stop there. But we see this general cycle of ruin, of destruction. And as man follows this cycle, things just get worse and worse and worse. People ask all the time, do you think it can get worse? Oh, I know it will. Don't just think it'll get worse, it will. The Bible bears that out. You say, well, I just can't imagine. It's getting hard to imagine, but it can be worse. As bad as it is now, it can be worse. And it will be worse. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you speak plainly and in your word, and Lord, that we pray that you would protect us from the wisdom of this world, and Lord, that you would protect us from the ways of this world, that we might stand apart. from these things, that we might be a light in the darkness. Lord, help us. We just pray now that you would help us to worship you in a way that would honor and glorify your name. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.